Hey, good morning. Before we get to the book of Acts, chapter 6, I want to just tell you why I haven't been on the air much lately. I'm in the process of finishing a book called The Three Trees, and it's going to come out in late April. I'm at that part of a book where every waking hour is spent on editing. I'm going to try to get back on the horn and doing a better job of reading the scripture because I've enjoyed it so much. So I'm asking you to ignore any traffic that drives by, but you don't have to ignore in the background the robin and the cardinal who are singing a duet. Here we are in Acts 6, the story of Stephen. And Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. And some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, and of the Cyrenians, and of the Alexandrians, and those from Cilicia and Asia, rose up and disputed with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking. Then they secretly instigated men who said, "We had heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God." And he stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him and seized him and brought him before the council. And they set up false witnesses who said, "This man never ceases to speak words against his holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and will change the customs that Moses delivered to us." And gazing at him, all who sat in the council saw that his face was like the face of an angel. Well, God bless the reading of his word. As always, as you read it, listen to it, and meditate on it, it will change your life.